today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7N Radio brings to you the best of seven sports talk with Seven Mitchell.
People, you already know what it is. You are now rocking with the best. This is the best of seven sports talk, T7N Radio. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. I'm your host, Seven Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in with us tonight. Chopping it up. We got a lot to talk about. Stephen A. Smith. Reactions to his response to O.J. Simpson possibly getting parole over the summer. Mr. Stephen A. feels like life in prison for O.J. Simpson. We got to break that down. Be joined by our co-host, Raj, in a few minutes. He got a couple breaking news to make. Just getting settled in, people, so you already know what it is. If you want YouTube, subscribe now to the T7N Radio YouTube channel. Definitely appreciate all the subscriptions. All the views, all the comments, all the debates. That's what we're here for. Also, follow us everywhere on social media, Facebook, Twitter, at T7N Radio. We're definitely in the building. Going to go ahead and get right and ready to go ahead and talk about what we need to talk about. We are here. We are lit. You are clearly rocking with the best. This is the best of seven sports talk, T7N Radio with Seven Mitchell. Don't go nowhere. Buckle up, man. We're going to take a quick time out when we come back. We got to talk about Mr. Stephen A. Smith, man. We ain't going nowhere. Rocking out.
Meet the Hooper, the all-star family. With dad, mom, son, grandpa, baby. With a good neighbor right next door. Just another life.
So I see you becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk
about the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, our State Farm agent said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive.
But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a Hawk and a Hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We've been robbed.
Hey. We got robbed.
What?
My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody needs changes, baby. Ooh.
State Farm, keeping your home court covered.
This is the best of seven sports talk, T7N Radio. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. You are clearly rocking with the best here, the best of seven sports talk. I'm your host, Seven Mitchell. Co-host Raj will be calling up in a brief second and getting himself together. Breaking news out of the NFL. Police involved with Jets cornerback Darrell Revis. Wow. Police have raided Revis Island. Jets cornerback Darrell Revis is being investigated, y'all, by the Steelers. Cornerback Darrell Revis is being investigated by Pittsburgh police for his involvement in a street altercation with two other guys over the weekend. The police have raided and invaded Revis Island. Police say that the charges are pending against the four-time All-Pro, including robbery, conspiracy, terroristic threats, and aggravated assault. Gonin. Revis is gonin. Nothing but straight gangsters on Revis Island. Wow. This incident occurred, people, early Sunday morning, according to reports from Pittsburgh, in the south side of Pittsburgh. One of the men had recognized Revis and asked him if he was the Jets cornerback. The man then started recording the interaction on his cell phone and continued to follow Revis in the street. Police then say that Revis tried to take away the cell phone and delete the video, which led to a verbal argument. Another man came and stepped in to assist Revis. Two men wound up being punched, and witnesses said they were unconscious for about 10 minutes. Straight going in, telling y'all. The social media wave, these cell phones, y'all putting these cameras in these celebrity faces, it's going to get y'all hurt. Now, Revis is going to have to pay a pretty penny for this. I'm not even going front. He's going to have to come out of his pocket dearly for this. But I'm happy that he let the standard be known. Y'all can't keep running up on people with these cell phones and these cameras. Shit ain't sweet. It is real out here, man, I'm telling you. Because just as easy as you can run up with the cell phone, you can have a gun in your hand, man. People ain't playing. There is no love in the city no more, man. Those days are gone. And, you know, this thing just came out just recently. Revis, a 7-time Pro Bowl selection and one of NFL's most accomplished players by far. You know, he's facing an uncertain status with the team overall alone. You know, he just endured a disappointing season. He could be at a salary cap casualty in the next upcoming weeks. He's due $2 million roster bonus on March the 11th plus another $13 million in salary. I don't know how this issue is going to really mess up Revis' money. So on one side, I'm definitely glad that he got it popping. But on the other side, you know what I'm saying, it's just a sad situation. He's going to have to pay for this one. Wow. So the police have raided Revis Island. Got to bring on my co-host. I got Raj in the building. Raj, what's popping?
What's popping, G7? How are you?
Wow, man, I am cooling, feeling good, man. Appreciate you locking in, man. It's the best of seven as always. Man, I was just telling the people, Darrell Revis facing multiple charges.
Right, right. I've seen that, but, you know what I mean? I can kind of, at the end of the day, you know, like you were saying, you can't run up into people in general with the, you know, with the cell phone, because that's going to get you hurt. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I think Revis is going to get a second chance.
Revis is good. But see, this is the problem. And I'm not going to say that this is a problem, but we got to make it clear. And we from the streets, Raj, so we know some things that the public, general public, they're going to see different. Like, Revis was charged with robbery, terroristic threats, conspiracy. Now, from the outside in the general public, people like, robbery? Oh, my God. Gun? You know, stuff like that. Technically, you taking somebody's phone is robbery. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's just the way they word it. We from the streets. We deal with this every day with these weak charges. So I really think some of this is really going to get thrown out in court. But, you know, the way they putting it out there, you know, it's a bad look on Revis. Terroristic threats.
Right.
I mean, Revis could be like, yo, if you don't give me my phone or if you don't give me this phone, I'm going to blow your fucking car. If, you know what I'm saying? If he say that and then take his phone, there's a robbery, there's a terroristic threat. Like, that's how the system play you. And, you know what I mean? He got caught in a bad spot. But, you know, you cannot keep running up on these celebrities with these cameras, man. I'm telling you. It's going to get somebody killed. I'm glad Revis stepped up, straight gooning. You got goons on Revis Island. Gangster shit.
Right, right, right. But, you know, not to steer away from, you know, Revis, the situation with Revis. I didn't know yesterday, okay, that the what's it called opened up, where the cap thing for a player for a team, where they get the salary cap window thing.
Okay.
Where, which is it's not salary cap, but no, the I forget it, but anyway, a couple of players. Oh, franchise tag. The franchise window opened up yesterday, where teams can now, you know, franchise they whoever they want. And interesting. Now, you know, me and Eagles, we have trouble in our secondary, you know, at the cornerback position, and one of the cornerbacks, which have been mentioned that we were working, you know, looking at and everything, have not you know, have not franchise tagged him.
And who are we referring to?
AJ Boyd from the Texans.
I mean, but Raj, what type of noise would he help you guys make in the NFC East next year? I mean, we broke down this division last week.
Right. But see, here's what we do, okay? We need help at the secondary position. Our safeties are on lock. Our safety positions are on lock, okay? We know that Malcolm Jenkins and the other safety that we brought in last year, they're going to hold their jobs down. Now we need to go get cornerbacks. AJ Boyd, me personally, he fits in with Jim Schwartz. You know, he knows Jim Schwartz play. So I think he'd be a great pickup for the Eagles.
You know, every time we talk, it's just something different that we got to figure out about your Philadelphia Eagles. It's like we need a whole makeover.
Right. And then also, you know, it was y'all. You know, your Ravens, you know, I heard y'all was
don't be disrespectful.
Interested in. No. Y'all was interested in Pryor.
From Cleveland?
Yeah.
We're going to have to – that's too much money. We got two – Flacco eliminated chances for the Baltimore Ravens to get players like that right now. The Baltimore Ravens for the next 3 to 5 years will be the team that will be able to get big-time names that's coming on at the end of their career. Like I said, DeSean Jackson would be probably the biggest name that we could get. You look at our past history, Anquan Boldin, Steve Smith, a couple other players, big-time names, but, you know, came to the team on pretty much on the end of career. Productive, definitely productive. But I don't see somebody in the prime of their career because he definitely deserved big money. You see what he did last year, even though the Cleveland Browns were pathetic.
Right.
No, I just don't think the Ravens can afford it. They paid Flacco too much money, man. That contract really messed everything up, man. He
right.
robbing Baltimore, stealing money.
Now, let me ask you this, okay? I don't know if you know, what is a linebacker like Michael Kendricks, okay? What is he worth, you know, for a trade? If you was a GM.
Well, see, with the Eagles, why shake that defense up? Why shake that up?
Because we tried
to for the first six weeks, Raj, you guys in Minnesota were probably the best two defenses in the NFC, hands down. Even better than Seattle in the first 6 weeks of the season, if you ask me.
Right.
You guys just didn't have a quarterback that could complement and could pull you guys out of out of close games. Carson Wentz played pretty good through the first couple games, but you know, after week 5, week 6, it was downhill for Carson Wentz, and your defense was, you know, holding their own, but they wasn't getting that many turnovers where they'll produce points.
Yes.
So I really wouldn't shake up your defense. Your defense pretty solid. Y'all need that deep threat. That's why DeSean might be coming back.
Huh.
This is the best of 7 Sports Talk, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell Raj. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. We're talking about the NFL National Football League. Raj trying to convince me about his Philadelphia Eagles and what type of move they can possibly make next year. I want to kind of change gears for a split second. Stephen A. Smith, First Take. They had a segment, I believe it was yesterday, Raj. O.J. Simpson,
right.
Possibility that O.J. Simpson might be getting paroled this summer. So the debate question was, does O.J. Simpson deserve to come home on parole this summer? Mr. Stephen A. Smith feels like O.J. Simpson does not deserve to come home. He should stay in prison for life. And he says not because he feels like he murdered those two, even though he feels like he murdered those two. He feels like O.J. Simpson should stay the rest of his life in prison for ignorance. Can you believe that? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, because you know what the situation that happened with OJ trying to redeem his property in the hotel room, the situation that got him locked up. Stephen A. feel like because this guy put himself in that situation again, he's that stupid, and that warrants him spending the rest of his life in prison. If Stephen A. Smith isn't the biggest coon in the world right now, I mean, I'm going to let you get your shit off, but I got some things to say about this whole situation. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I said I was going to let you speak because I got some things
Well, my fault about that. Stephen A. Smith, to me, you know, now, no disrespect towards his fans or nothing, but he's a jackass. He says stuff, and it's like this, okay? OJ did his time and everything like that. So, therefore, let the man come home on parole. You know what I mean? Stephen A., I'm going to be honest with you. See, I don't watch him. I would never watch him. I don't care if you tell me, okay, which is Michael Jordan's on there doing a live interview about something. No disrespect towards MJ, but just because you're on Stephen A. Smith and everything, I would not, you know, he do not get my views. He's a fool. I don't even think he knows what he's talking about half the time. He just want to, you know, run his mouth.
I think he's, you know what, it's like this. Because I see through the storm. At the end of the day, man, this is a tactic because this guy's washed up. Stephen A. Smith has been known for the NBA. You know, this guy know his stuff when it comes to basketball. I'm not going to take nothing away from him on that note. But we've also learned through the past 3 to 5 years that the NBA superstars, the top guys of the NBA, for example, he have alienated these guys so much, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Carmelo Anthony to a point. He's alienated these guys so much because of his mouth. He can no longer interview any of the superstars of the NBA. James Harden is probably the only superstar that he can interview. He has no clout no more in the NBA. All of his information that he gets is all from people that's still in the circle, but, you know, old heads and, you know, past players. Like, he cannot get no type of love and no type of respect from the superstars. So now what he's doing on TV, he going all the extra mile, man. It's just so disrespectful to get views, you know what I mean, and get popping. And it's just pathetic, man. And telling OJ need to be in prison for the rest of his life for ignorance? For ignorance? That's crazy. And ESPN ain't going to do nothing about it, man. They provide this platform to let this man run wild and be so disrespectful.
It
bugs me out. And I see how Revis, you know, they tried to run up on Darrell Revis, and Revis put hands on the cameraman or whatever. Somebody's going to run up on Stephen A. Smith, man, and put their hands on him. It's only a matter of time. He run with security,
exactly.
But I'm telling you, nobody really care about that. Nobody really care about that. Because nine times out of ten, they going to be sleeping. Ain't nobody expecting that. But you got to pick your fights. And I know you're trying to get views, and I mean, we talking about them, so I guess mission accomplished. But, man, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? And I'm not no O.J. Simpson fan, but for you to say he should deserve life, I mean, you was dead serious. And then you on a panel with Max Kellerman, and I'm not trying to make this a racial thing. You got Max Kellerman, who was white, and then you got Will Cain, who was white and was straight breaking him down, killing Stephen A. Smith on this topic. Both of them guys felt like, you know, O.J. need to come home on parole this summer. But you the only one, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just make yourself seem real ridiculous, and this is a consistent type of energy that this clown be displaying.
Right.
It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up, man. Y'all got to let us know what y'all think about Stephen A. Smith, man. Is he the Uncle Tom of the year or what already, man? This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio, with Seven Mitchell and Raj. When we come back, man, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, I know my man Raj got some more news to talk about. We're going to lock into the sports thing here the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7N Radio.
Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell on T7M Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media, T7M Radio on YouTube.
Oh, I see you're becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk.
About the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, our State Farm agent said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive. But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a Hawk and a Hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We got robbed. We've been robbed. Hey. We got robbed.
What?
My rings. My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody needs changes, baby. Ooh.
State Farm, keeping your home court covered.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of Seven Sports Talk. With Seven Mitchell.
T7M Radio, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Seven Mitchell, the homie Raj in the building. So, Raj, what else you got on deck for us, man? Because you always got some great breaking news for the streets.
I want your take on this real quick. What do you think about old NBA legends or stars coming back in the NBA to coach? Or not coach, but front office-wise of their old teams?
I mean, well, there's a difference. I mean, if you're talking about coaching, I like that. I like that. If you're talking about front office, GM, things of that nature, I'm not quite – you got to prove that to me because, it's by, you know, from past history, not all players that have got that opportunity have done well. You understand what I'm saying? Like Michael Jordan, just to name one, he's really just getting, you know – on the good side when it comes to, you know, management, front office, shit like that. You know, he's always made money, but, you know, just as being as far as progress and success. You know, sometimes I don't think that you have to know the game to be able to manage, you know what I mean, and run a team or a franchise. But as far as coaching, you know, who else know the game than the people that's actually been on the front line? So it depends on which aspect. Coaching, I love to see players come back and get in the mix, whether they're assistants, head coaches, whatever. But GMs, you can keep that to the nerds. I ain't mad at that.
No, because the reason why I'm asking that, in Laker news, Magic tweeted about how he wants Kobe to come back and help out in the front office.
For what? Why? I don't know. What is he going to do? I mean, I'm not saying the Black Mamba don't have a fan base, but Kobe was never no, I don't know. And I don't want to shit on Kobe and say he wasn't no leader, but he wasn't no leader. And
right,
coming
right.
back, no, I'm, you know, I'm coming back you. In the front office, like, what is he going to do that Magic and them is not already doing?
Exactly. Now, me personally,
Even marketing, right. Like, what is he going to do? And he played with the guys that's currently playing for your Lakers. So if they really didn't I'm not going to say they didn't respect Kobe, but whatever amount of respect they had for Kobe playing beside him, it's not going to change for him being in a suit and tie now. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know what impact Kobe Bryant has, you know, being with the Lakers. He might as well go with another franchise and try to own it like Michael did Charlotte, you know, versus Chicago.
Right. Now, what I suggest is, again, I'm a Lakers fan, you know, I would love to see Kobe come back, but come back as like assistant coach, something like that, to that nature. No, I don't want to see him mess with. Magic. Okay, me personally, Magic can handle the front office. Okay, so let Magic do that, and let Kobe, if not, hey, coach or assistant.
But
I'm
not
cool
with the Lakers.
Kobe.
First of all, Kobe goes against what I said before about players being coaches and front office people. I don't see Kobe being a good coach because he wasn't a good leader. And those guys, D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P, when they was with Kobe, they were knuckleheads. Kobe couldn't control them. They really, to be honest with you, they really like they didn't respect them. So if they didn't respect this man in his prime, while he playing, him being an assistant coach or a head coach, nah, man, I don't think they're going to be going for that. And like I said, he really wasn't no leader. You didn't get that head coach feel from Kobe when he was playing. LeBron gives you that coach feel. I just think Kobe is more of a business.
You know who else does, though, too, to me personally? I think Wade does.
D-Wade?
Yeah.
D-Wade would be a good coach. D-Wade would be a pretty good coach. I can see that. Definitely. Definitely.
Right.
One more topic before we wrap up, man. I know this is a quick show, but I definitely wanted to chop it up. But one more thing before we leave. We talked about this the last time we were on air. It looked like Carmelo accepted that NBA All-Star vote, man, this weekend in New Orleans. It looked like he accepted it. Kevin Love is going to be out, of course. So Carmelo Anthony will be an All-Star this weekend. What's your thoughts?
Hey, I'm for it. Melo deserves it, even though he should rest up and everything. And like I said, a healthy Melo was a dangerous Melo. I don't care who it is. You know what I mean? Me personally, real quick about Melo, I want to see Melo in the Knicks, okay? I think they, they can stop LeBron and them. You know what I mean? I think, I'm going to be honest, if they turn around this season, this all-star break, and they start clicking, I think they can take it right. But Melo, my point is, I'm happy for Melo playing an all-star.
Yeah, I told you before, Melo can sit up there all he wants. You know what I mean? And I know it's a slap in the face that he didn't get named, period, initially. But Melo, you New York, man. You represent NY. You know what I'm saying? You represent the streets. You get this opportunity, going all this shit that you done went through this year, you definitely need to be down there. No matter how many minutes you play, you just need to be around that environment, around the other elites, because you deserve it, just like Raj said. So I'm definitely happy. I'm with you, Raj. Definitely glad that Melo is in the All-Star game this weekend. Should be a crazy one. Who you got, East or West?
Man, I'm going – the best is in the West, so I'm going with the West.
You want drugs. You got to be kidding me. King James, anything with King James is winning, man. You already know what it is.
Listen. Anything with them Golden State Warrior boys in it. You got Curry. You got Thompson. You got Durant. You got Westbrook. You got Harden. Just them right there. I'm going to be honest with you. Just them right there could beat the East.
Do you know every single player that you just named lost the series last year in the playoffs 3-1? Westbrook,
yeah,
Durant,
but
Harden.
Let me ask you this. Can Harden or Durant, real quick, right, can they stick LeBron?
No. No one can stick LeBron James. LeBron James is the best player. First of all, hold up. Wait a minute. You're so disrespectful. How did you ask can James Harden guard LeBron James? James Harden don't play defense?
James Harden would put that lock on LeBron.
Are you out your mind? What kind of lock? Like a combination lock? Are you kidding me? James Harden is playing
LeBron
better defense this year than ever. He's not. Oh my God, we're not even going to get to this. Seriously, and Kevin Durant.
We're going to get it for the next show, but
yeah, we're going to have to recap this on Monday after the All-Star game is over. I can sit up here and laugh and see how LeBron James tortured KD and the rest of the crew over the West. I got the eats all day, man. All right, man. Y'all know what it is. This is the Best of 7 Sports Talk, T7M Radio. Make sure y'all subscribe, T7M Radio on YouTube. Follow us everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, social media, SoundCloud, T7M Radio. Salute to the big homie, Raj. Y'all be safe. We back at it on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern. We off tomorrow. Y'all have a good weekend. Stay safe. This Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, we back to recap the All-Star game. Y'all stay safe. Seven Mitchell, the best of seven sports talk. T7M Radio, we out of here. Peace.